Topher's presentation.
Yep.
Good afternoon. My name is Édouard Janssens. I'm 58 years old. I'm Belgian. I live in Lannes. It's near Waterloo and in the countryside. So I've been married for 29 years, so since 1990. And we have two children. We have one son, John, and one daughter, Audrey. So I'm a professional photographer. I'm a visual artist. And I have my own studio, also in Lannes. So it's near a few kilometers from home. I've been flying since 2014, mainly in Charleroi Airport. PL. I fly only VFR, but I'm preparing for a new kind of certification which is EIR. So it's a new certification between VFR and IFR. So I'm also certified to flying at night for several reasons. But, and I did my training in Brussels and Alexandra, and on which I did my first solo flight. That was a great experience, fantastic day. And then I switched to Piper Warrior, which is a four-seat, and on which I passed my PPL license. Concerning my study, I started to study at the Free University of Brussels as a civil engineer, but I gave up my studies during summer, and I hit my mandatory military reserve officer in Germany, created with a friend. Concerning English, I passed my proficiency 4 years ago. Got a level 4, so I'm here to try to renew it. And I decided to learn to fly, I would say mainly for three reasons. Firstly, and mainly, it's because I wanted to experience the feeling of being the pilot in command of an aircraft and flying solo and flying alone also in the sky. Very well. And able to manage and master a subject, again, like aviation, for example. I say still, I'm 58, so I say, okay, I pass it. And third, because I wanted to, whenever I want, to chosen places. And that was, this third part is a little more difficult than I thought because of my own busy agenda, because of the agenda of the plane because of the Belgian weather and of course because of the budget. It's not I think that there are the three main reasons I decided to learn to fly. And as far as for my, of course I do a lot of photography because even if it's my main job, and I also compose and play electronic music on old vintage sizes, you know, with buttons and cable and things like that. So that's a little about me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Here is your text. That's explanations how to get to this airfield, and we just ask you to read it and then explain to us how you would do if you have to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry for the...
No problem. Take your time.
So this text deals about entering a circuit at an airport, which name is Denham. All the aircraft in the zone, the maximum altitude is limited to 1,000 feet above mean sea level. So above the circuit is joined by not going, for example, to explain is there is no overhead procedure. So usually you overhead the airfield, check some information, and then join, for example, the downwind. Here, the procedure is not an overhead joining procedure, but to go and giving the report position at Chalfont-Saint-Gilles and on Maple Cross for the right-hand circuit. So the air traffic zone can only be entered at 750 feet above ground level, and is here it's 1,000 feet above mean sea level. And you should establish a contact, a radio contact, at 10 nautical miles before or 5 minutes from the airport or the aerodrome.
Thank you very much. Here is your picture. What do you see on that picture?
Well, picture? Yes, I have it. The picture is taken from the back seat of, I suppose it's a four-seat aircraft. And the pilot is on the left side. Then maybe there is another passenger on the right side. They are flying over the sea, or maybe some kind of a coastline. So it's taken from inside the cockpit. I see it's. It's not a cockpit, it's an analog equipped cockpit. It's a Piper because the logo here on the yoke is the... both person are wearing audio helmets for radio transmission. There is a GoPro attached to the... Take some memories maybe. Weather is excellent. It seems it looks like very good weather condition. Seems like a very nice and pleasant flight. So I like.
Okay, thank you very much. Looks like Dover.
I thought it was CNC. So some kind of ether.
I think it's the white.
I don't see a continent or land. You see, it's like a.
Yeah, I see line. That it's greenish.
Okay. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. Just a discussion. Anyway. Mm-hmm. But only one for you. So if you give me a number, it will be your question.
My birthday 20.
20. What precautions would you take when landing on a grass?
Oh.
So if you have to land on a grass runway, what should you care of?
Well, I know what I would.
But if you take off, it means you land it.
Speak about when taking off, for example, from Serpentine. But when landing...
Imagine you're going to land at Serpentine.
Yes, but I hope I will. We don't...
Depending
on the weather or something.
Yeah, but we...
Well, the main problem or potential issue with a field is the muddy state of the of the surface. So if you land on a paved runway, you have far less possibility problem, because when you touch down or when you land on a grass surface, you can get stuck. Maybe if you would say. Well, that's a technical question.
We assess what you say.
Yes,
we
assess. I try to imagine the circuit is the same, the approach is the same, the final should be the same. There is no puppy, though. So I have to take care of the slope, the angle, but the but oh yes, you can. I would be very careful about my carburetor also, because you can have things going on if it's very grass coming. Propeller, no.
Something else.
Yes, it's really something else. Oh,
it's like during the winter with your car on the road.
Oh, slippery. Okay. It's about something with the water and the grass terrain becomes muddy. And this is one of the reasons I don't like too much to take land, for example, in Serfontaine. Mm. That's because there is a slope, because you have trees at the end of the... It's a block break start. So a lot of about some times with already engine full throttle, and then so yes, indeed, it's when you approach, it's not to get stuck. So doing a good flare, doing a
reaction fast.
Then yes, you can not too fast, and very balanced. So because if you can have one rock, one wheel going.
Okay, very good.
Okay, now we go to the simulated flight, so this is the last part.
Yes.
So take your time to read it, so you have all the details on the paper. Please don't write on this one.
No. May I can...
Yes, for sure.
As soon as you're ready, hit tower, hit the flight.
Okay. So Southampton Tower, good afternoon. Foxtrot Golf Hotel Alpha Charlie.
Foxtrot Golf Hotel Alpha Charlie, Southampton Tower, hello, pass the message.
Foxtrot Golf Hotel Alpha Charlie. Piper 28 POB. Mission Delta, runway 20 in use, QNH 1025, request taxi instruction to Lee on Solon via Bishop's Waltham, Charlie.
Pinpoint Alpha 1 via taxiway Alpha, score.
Taxi to holding. Squawking 7050, Foxtrot Golf Hotel Alpha Charlie.
Foxtrot Alpha Charlie, confirm squawk is 70.
Sorry, correction, 701, Foxtrot Golf Alpha, Foxtrot Golf Hotel Alpha Charlie.
Call me back when ready for departure.
We'll call back when ready for departure, Golf Alpha, Foxtrot Golf Hotel Alpha Charlie. Foxtrot Alpha Charlie, ready for departure.
The landing dash 8. Line up and wait runway 02 behind.
Landing will line up and wait a bit.
Foxtrot Alpha Charlie, and it's delayed due to two-way turbulence.
Expecting 2 minutes delay because of turbulence. Foxtrot Golf Hotel Alpha Charlie.
Charlie, runway 02, the wind 030 degrees 5 knots.
Runway 02 in use, clear for takeoff. Foxtrot Golf Hotel Alpha Charlie. We'll report over an altitude not above 2,000 feet for Golf Hotel Alpha Charlie. I have not memorized if you are short any pit or cold call sign.
So
yes, I'm over at Foxtrot Golf Lee over at Bishop Waltham at an altitude of 1,900 feet.
Foxtrot Alpha Charlie, contact and radar frequency 120.225.
We'll contact Celentron 225. Thank you for service. Foxtrot Golf Hotel Alpha Charlie.